This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We just been having a remarkable conversation with Lisa Beeney. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I've got to ask you, because this was off air, but it's going to be part of the conversation we have this lunchtime, and that is, you've just got yourself a bike.
Yes, I've just bought an electric mountain bike.
I'm just taking that in for a bit.
Yeah, I've never actually ridden a bike off-road before in my life before buying it. But we live on such an amazingly beautiful island. I just want to get out and see more of it. A number of things. I've always done a lot of running, but I find I'm injuring myself more frequently. Now I'm getting a little bit older. It's all taking a little bit longer to get better. So I thought something that doesn't have the same impact, but still means I can get outside and see more of the countryside, has to be a good thing.
It's got to be, hasn't it? But I say, when you came in and told me this story, I thought, wow, because literally the other day, there was two times that I've seen, and I can explain. I was walking home, and this guy went by on this one, obviously an electric bike, because they got the fat, chunky wheels, haven't they? And I thought, crack, he's going a bit of a speed, and he ain't putting hardly any effort in at all. And the other one was, I was going at the dual carriageway last week, and somebody was must have been like a delivery thing he had on his back, and he was pedalling up the dual carriageway, and in my little car I could hardly keep pace with him, and it was quite astonishing, really. It was all uphill. That dual carriageway has got a slight sort of climb.
Yeah, they're brilliant because you have to pedal. The motor won't work if you're not pedalling, and it will also cut out above 15.5 miles an hour. That's the law in the UK for electric bikes. And to be fair, 15.5 miles an hour when you're on a bike, to me, seems quite quick. Yeah. I'm quite happy with that. But when you're going up a hill, you can put in as much or as little effort as you want, but you still have to be pedalling.
Do you know, it sounds like a whole load of fun, but then when you look at it, it sounds like really sensible to me. That, you know, because obviously it's an electric thing, so you get out the car less,
yep,
or more, and you get on your bike more, and it's good for the environment, it's good for you, and it's so healthy. And as you said, I think, you know, if you've got slight injuries and you're on a bike and you're very lightly pedalling your way around the island, it's a great way of getting fit again, isn't it?
It is. You'll get fitter. Also use the bike for going to the local shops, because where I am, it's a 3.5-4 mile distance to the nearest shop. So it means I've got panniers for the back of the bike. I can cycle there, get the bits of shopping we need, and cycle back again.
And not feel like when you get off your bike, go, oh, crikey, I've got to sit down.
No, that's one thing that, with my old bike I had, it used to be quite hard work, especially with the weight of the shopping on the back. You get home and you're a bit of a red sweaty heap. On an electric bike, you're not.
No.
You could be if you wanted to. You could turn the power right down or turn it off and use it like a normal bike. But it means on the days perhaps when you want to do a bit less or you're a bit tired, you can up the power level a little bit, and it just makes it that bit easier.
Wow, it sounds like a whole load of fun. And I see you've only been out on it a couple of times, haven't you?
Yes, I've been out on it 3 or 4 times now. I've had it literally a week.
But how excited are you?
I love it. It's really good.
It just gives you that, I can go out, and I haven't got to worry about being absolutely cream crackered, getting injured, yep, or anything like that. And you can virtually go anywhere, can't you?
Yes, I mean, I've been up over part of the Tennyson Trail, up into Bryston Forest, and then back down on some of the little back roads. I tend to stick to the really quiet back roads where you're quite unlikely to see a car. I'm not so sure that I want to be driving along some of the major roads on the island, because some of the cars go past a bit fast and a bit close.
Yeah, sadly they do. And as I say, it's good that we've got our own, you know, our cycle paths, but I've always said that there's not enough of them, is there?
No, but they are increasing, and the council's just released their consultation for their transportation plan going from now until 2040. So I'm working my way through reading that, but they are trying to encourage people out of cars and onto public transport, onto bikes and onto foot. So hopefully we'll see some positive change come from that.
It's got to be a better way than what we've ever had before, purely and simply because it's just a nicer way. It's like, do you ride a bicycle? Yeah, but you know, I do ache after it. But hey, look, if you have one of these, you can still ride the bike. Yeah. You're still taking all the scenery, and to me, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
And you can gradually get fitter while you're riding it. It doesn't have to absolutely kill you every single time. You can just gradually get a bit fitter, and you'll gradually find that you'll use less motor power to get you up the hills. With, as I say, without it feeling like you're dying while you're cycling.
I would now just say, I've got a bicycle. I don't know how good it is. It probably needs a bit of oil around the chain. Just a normal bicycle. Would I think about going to ride on it to go and get my glasses from a certain person that does my glasses in Ride? No, I wouldn't. If I had one of those, I'd probably give that one a go because I'd feel like I could do that and I wouldn't be, like you say, a mess at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I've got every faith in my health that I could get there and back.
Yeah. And riding it feels a lot more stable than my old bike did. I'm not entirely sure why. I'm guessing because it's got quite wide, chunky tyres. I also made sure that the bike I got was the right size for me.
Right.
And I've discovered so much more about changes on bikes. My old one had, you know, the very old pads that just clamped onto the rims of the wheels to stop you as brakes.
Yeah.
The new one's got hydraulic brakes, hydraulic disc brakes.
God, blimey.
Well, I guess if you've got that bit more power, you're going to need that more stopping power. So being able to stop safely is as important as being able to cycle.
Definitely. Yeah, so I suppose really when you think of the size of the wheel as well, because a wheel is probably about three times the width of a normal wheel.
Yes, the tyres on mine I think are 2.4 inches wide, so quite chunky.
Yeah.
And the shop in Newport that I bought it from were able to give me loads and loads of good advice, right down to going for tubeless tyres. So there's a something in them. So if I go over a fawn or something, it self-heals the tyre. So
crikey.
I shouldn't have anywhere near as many problems with punctures as I do. And I was chatting to them about should I carry any tools with me to do repairs while I'm out. And Nick that I spoke to said to me, well, would I know what to do and how to fix things? So, no, I wouldn't. So he said, in that case, there's no point carrying the tools to do it.
No.
He said, you're far better off getting back to somewhere where somebody can come and pick you up.
How brilliant. It just sounds like that. It gives you a bit more freedom and it gives you a bit more, I don't know, you're not tied to the car. Get on your bike and in true Normo Teb style, literally get on your bike and go and enjoy yourself. And you know, if it's just a shopping trip to you know nearby shops, it's easy, isn't it?
Yes, and wow. So the guys down at White Mountain were really helpful, making sure that I got the right bike for what I wanted to do. So the one I've got has a back rack on it. It had built-in lights, so they're powered from the main bike battery as well, so I don't have to remember to turn them on. As soon as I put the bike on, the lights are automatically on, so if I forget anything, I'm forgetting to turn them off in bright daylight, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay, I've got two questions then. One, do you have to plug it in to charge it, and the other question is, if you when you're pedaling, does that charge it up as well?
When you're pedalling, it doesn't charge it. And yes, you do have to plug it in to charge it. The one I've got, I can either plug the whole bike in and charge it, or I can take the battery out and take that indoors to charge it.
Right, okay.
And they all come with different size batteries, and the different power modes on it will mean you can go further or less. So the distance you can go is dependent on the battery size and the power level you're running at.
Now, you did mention off-air, and I don't want to put you on the spot, so if you just want to move on, earlier this year, I thought of you this morning, actually. One, because you were coming in, and two, I looked at the difference in temperatures in Scotland and the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
In Aviemore overnight, it was 4 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and the Isle of Wight was, well, it's 19 degrees today.
Yeah.
So you walked across part of Scotland.
Yeah.
It took you X amount of days, and you said you were looking for a new challenge. Is now the time to mention it, or do you want to hold that off? Don't let me put you on the spot.
Okay, what I'm considering at the moment, and it is only considering, is using my bike and cycling the whole of the South Downs Way. It will be slightly more complicated because I will need to recharge it along the way.
Yeah.
But I think it's perfectly doable. I've never cycled any of those distances. As I was saying earlier, the furthest I've cycled so far in one go is about 8.5 miles. And I'd need to do 30, 40 miles a day to do the South Downs Way. But, yeah, I think it's a definite possible.
Okay, that sounds all right, doesn't it? Do the batteries come off the bike?
Yes.
So we could actually, you know, just say, for instance, if we got a sponsor, you could say, well, the suppliers with X amount of batteries, they'll all be charged and you take them with you.
No. They're heavy.
Oh, are they?
They're really heavy.
As soon as that left my lips, I thought, these things are massive, I bet.
They're quite big and they're heavy.
Mm.
So what I would do is aim to finish each day somewhere where I could charge the battery overnight.
Yeah.
So that will either mean a hostel or somewhere where they have power.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, maybe in the near future, you'll come in and tell us all about that. It won't be this year, will it?
I would imagine it won't be this year. I would quite like slightly nicer weather than we've got at the moment.